I need to get my center first.
Oh, that's
before.
Fine.
So I'm usually like, ask and tell.
Well, we're supposed to start in like a minute, so.
Okay, we are. Well, so we get it close, you guys are getting rowdy right here.
Yeah.
We noticed that.
Yeah. And even our undershirts. No, it's not.
All who are thirsty,
and sorrow be washed away in the waves of His mercy. As deep cries out to thee, we sing, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Good morning, Living Well.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Thank you for joining us online and here in the house of the Lord at Living Well Church in beautiful Dixon, Illinois. Before we get started, I think we need to sing happy birthday to Brad Larson and Pastor John Trotter.
Yep.
Everybody ready?
Yep.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brad and John. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Thank you.
Yay! I don't know. See, we got the beginning and the end there. Or the end of the beginning. Oh, anyways, we're in church. I'm going to pray now. Or no, I'm not going to pray. I'm going to read you some scripture. For the director of music, a song, a psalm. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Make His praise be glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds? So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. Will you join us now in singing?
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, ye people of His choice. Let it all to whom and liberate, now hear His great rejoice. For loveless revelations, for rest from the people praise thee. Let all the people praise thy name forever and forever.
One more time.
Let all the people praise thee.
Wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you.
Good morning. As we continue to worship, I want to remind everybody that we're worshiping a living God.
Amen.
Yes. And that we are in this struggle together, and that if you have anything that you went through this week, it wasn't in vain. We're doing it together, and there's going to be there's going to be an answer to everything you're doing right now. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord, up until today. We thank you that we can come to you with anything we have, Lord. In your time, Lord, you will answer it. We want to pray for everybody, and especially the people that are going through the struggles that we don't know about, that they don't talk about, Lord. The illnesses, the healing that they need, Lord, for their problems, Lord. We ask you to not make them feel alone, but let them know they're not alone, Lord. We ask that you answer their prayers, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we know that you are in it for our best interest, Lord. Even when we don't know it, we thank you for Pastor John, Lord, who's going to be delivering your word in a few moments. We thank you for the praise band, Lord, that their voice gratifies you, Lord.
Yes.
We pray for the offering that's going to be received, that it spreads where you want it to spread, Lord. Father God, be with us now. Be with our leaders that are in charge of leading us, Lord. We love you, God. Amen.
Let's sing together, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures, feed us. For our use, thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Thou hast bought us thine own. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Thou hast bought us thine own. We are thine, do now befriend us. Be the guardian of our way. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Amen. You may be seated as the ushers come to receive our morning tithes and offerings.
prayer brings the God who created this earth to the rescue of those that he's given worth. It's the light in the darkness when hope has been lost, the whisper that calms us when our souls have been tossed. Prayer helps the healing of hearts that are broken by bringing to God things yet to be spoken. It brings out emotion from deep down inside and lays bare our sin that's dripping with pride. So often our prayers are focused on us. What I need and I want becomes all the fuss. But the order of focus has been set by the King. Seek first his kingdom and he'll add all these things. So use less of the eyes and replace them with praise. Your kingdom, your glory, through all of my days. This is his will we know from his word. And when we pray in this way, we know we'll be heard. When anxiety turns the focus to me, the scripture reminds us to bow down on me. If we're happy or hungry, whether we're cold and alone, with thanksgiving we're told to turn to the throne. For there sits our Savior who's paid all our debt, who looks down and wonders why we all fret. Because his promise stands true to this day and forever. When we call on his name, he will leave us never. So today and tomorrow, as your story is written, when you laugh or you cry, or your heart is smitten, remember the one who gives you each breath. Whatever your lot, he saved you from death. So in everything you do, remember his name, because whenever we pray, it gives him the fame. And that in the end is where we must start, because only in him will he heal our hearts.